I speak to you in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. So what does Jesus look like? I pondered this question again and again this week as I was reading the story of the road to Emmaus. I like to think I would have recognized him, but we find two disciples, Cleopas and his wife, Cleopas and a friend, Cleopas and another disciple, and they're walking down the road talking about everything as they encounter a third man who falls into step with them. This stranger asks these two, "What are you talking about?" And in turn, they tell this new guy about following Jesus, who they had thought to be the Messiah, the one to redeem Israel, and how Jesus was turned over to the chief priests and was condemned and crucified. These two disciples explained that things did not turn out the way that they had hoped, and how this morning the tomb was found empty, how the women saw angels, and how the other disciples also found the empty tomb, so we know the women weren't lying anyway. And yet, they don't know anyone who has seen Jesus, the risen Christ himself. Clearly, these two are sure about the man who they followed and about Jesus' condemnation and about his death, and they are equally unsure what has happened in the past 3 days, much less with an empty tomb and no body to be found. They are not quite to the place of believing in the risen Christ, and they certainly do not realize the stranger who is walking with them. So after they explain all that has happened, Jesus then rebukes these two for not believing what the scriptures have said about the Messiah. Even in the rebuke, a classic Jesus move, I might add, they don't recognize Jesus. And Jesus goes on and interprets to them everything about himself in all of the scriptures. And while he's teaching them, as he has done many, many times before, they still do not recognize Jesus. Now I'm going to give these two disciples the benefit of the doubt. When they see Jesus, they actually call him a stranger. And in fact, the word in Greek, you know how I like to geek out, even though I don't actually speak Greek, but I can get around in the Bible. The fact that the word in Greek used to describe Jesus as a stranger is the word that actually interpreted means a migrant, a resident foreigner, somebody who did not look like them. And this is how Jesus appears, as an outsider, not as one of the gang, a faithful disciple alongside them, not the strong, dominant, powerful man who they thought the Messiah was supposed to be, but rather a stranger. Which brings up another reason they may not have recognized Jesus. In his resurrection, he not only shows up as a stranger, but he shows up on a random road outside of Jerusalem. Not in the heart of the city. Not in the palace where Pilate lives with a big old, "I told you so." Or in the gathering of the chief priests. Or in the temple. Jesus doesn't show up to prove that he is the risen Christ in locations of power. Certainly not in the places that they had hoped to see the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, to conquer. Rather, Jesus shows up in the everyday moments of life. like on a walk home. Not to the rich and famous, but to everyday disciples, just like you and me. Finally, the disciples are near their home and they invite this stranger to come and stay with them as evening is coming. And it is not until they are seated around the table that Jesus takes the bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them that the disciples finally recognize that it is Jesus who has been with them the whole time. The resurrected Christ in their very midst. Which brings me back to my opening question. What does Jesus look like? And I would say that for most of us, Jesus looks like a kind of like a white guy with some shoulder-length brunette, maybe blondish hair. He's got the full beard going on. Not like the long beard, but you know, just enough, not too crazy. Maybe he has a little child or a lamb by his side, sitting on a rock. Right? We have this idea. And in fact, this question came up before this week, I might add. This question came up as we were discussing the curriculum for our Sunday school classroom. The children have a lesson called Faces of Jesus, actually a lesson I think that I would love to do in church some Sunday. Maybe we'll do it in summer. And for many years, the faces were all the ones that are kind of known to us and that we would expect. And even 22 years ago when I was the education associate here, it drove me crazy. Because my education degree had taught me that children should see people represented in their curriculum who look like themselves. And at that time, I had Asian children and mixed race children and Latino children in my classrooms, in our classrooms. So I went to go find other depictions of Jesus, and it was not as easy as you might think. So the curriculum that we use now just put out a more diverse set of drawings. Say in the Middle East, alhamdulillah, thanks be to God. Only they're also kind of all down one category. And Miss Erica, who teaches our first through third graders, came to me and we had a discussion about these artistic renderings. And she nor I were satisfied, and she went out and found a whole bunch of other Jesus drawings and renditions and renderings. And boy, did she do a great job. We have Jesus in many different skin tones and cultural settings, and it makes me happy. And you can say, well, Reverend Rachel, why is this important? We all know that, you know, he looks like the Jesus we all grew up with. So I return to the gospel. Jesus does not appear. Jesus does not show up. Jesus does not reveal himself to us in power and great glory with this glow emanating around him. Jesus shows up in our everyday, common, boring moments of our life and can look like anyone. In fact, especially like someone who doesn't look like us. Being a faithful follower of Jesus means that we look for Jesus. We look for the light of God in one another. We look for the light of God in people who don't look like us, or sound like us, or even share the same values. We look for the light of God, and with the light of God that dwells within us, we extend kindness and grace and mercy and love. It's the formational and the foundational premise of all of our words and actions. If only we always started with that light of Christ that dwells in us. Because even now, we are not going to find Jesus in blazing glory most of the time. We're going to find Jesus in our everyday actions. Jesus looks like helping the migrant. Jesus looks like being kind and just in how we treat the people who we do not think deserve much. The migrant, the prisoner, the person who doesn't speak our language or cook the food that we are used to, Jesus shows up. Jesus looks like helping the person who is asking for money, even though you might see some other dollar bills peeking out of the jacket. Jesus looks like making sure that we do our best, that every person we meet is extended the dignity of clean clothes and a hot meal and a safe place to sleep. Unless they like a cold meal, and then we can offer that also. Because you and I, my friends, we are the ones who now proclaim Jesus' resurrection like the disciples did that day. Just as the disciples on the road to Emmaus ran back to Jerusalem once they figured out what Jesus looked like. And we, like them, proclaim the resurrection by how we treat one another in our day-in, day-out, everyday lives. We proclaim the resurrection when we show that the light of Jesus lives in us by how we use our words and what we do with our time and our money. So look. Look for Jesus. For I'm here to tell you that being a disciple means that we will often be surprised by where Jesus is calling us. For when we notice Jesus walking with us, we sometimes will be surprised by the hard lessons that Jesus teaches us again and again every time we open up Scripture. Look for Jesus at the supermarket and at the beach, at the dog park and the coffee shop. Look for Jesus driving next to you down PCH. Look for the light of Christ in one another and hold your light out for others to see. And you just might be surprised by who you meet along the way. Amen.